Guy, are you listening? Are you listening? If you're not listening, then see your life. And of course, I've decided to redirect my podcast to a conversation on Afrobeats, the African genre dominating the global music scene. And as a fan or mshabiki in Swahili, you can expect to hear my take, interviews, and banter on all matters surrounding Afrobeats. And of course, you're listening to the Afro Banter Beats podcast with Bobby Nishimwe. And it is not banter, it is banter. Please, Guy, don't vex me now. Hello everyone, this is Bobby, of course it's me, I wouldn't be anyone else. First I want to say that I'm so sorry that I haven't posted any articles in a long time, in a couple of months, or uploaded an episode on the pod. I've just, you know, with work and everything, I've just been busy that I haven't really sat down and completed drafts. I've actually been writing, I haven't stopped writing, I just haven't completed a lot of the articles that I've started. And so because of that, that's why I haven't released something in a bit in a while. So I'm sorry. I'll push myself to continue finalizing some of these drafts that I've started and release them so that you can continue to learn more about African music and what's going on within the landscape and the artists and whatnot. But for today, unfortunately, I did write an article. I say unfortunately because it was due to unfortunate events that happened in South Africa with the South African artist Khosa Titch, who unfortunately passed away this past weekend. And so I wanted to put together a tribute for him, just for his fans. For those of you who know him, you can be able to look at this tribute, read it, and or listen to what I'm recording right now, and find some level of comfort and serve the what he's left behind in terms of a musical legacy. And for those of you who are not familiar with Khosa Titch, hopefully you'll learn one thing or two about him and go listen to his music and hopefully he becomes a part of your life soundtrack, if you will. So yeah, go on afrobanta.com, remembering South African artist Khosa Titch. So, you know, the African music community was dealt a tragic blow this past weekend with the untimely death of South African artist Khosa Titch, whose death came after an onstage collapse during a performance. Not only did those of us who were fans of Khosa lose a beloved musician, but his loved ones lost a son. Titch's music career started in 2017 with the release of his single Activate, which captured the Atlanta-like style of rap, a sound so different from the flexa rhythm that the global African community would come to love. Khosa was by all definitions a rising star within the global amapiano scene. He took fans of that Msanzi sound by storm when he released his hit track, Big Flexa, towards the end of 2021. The song currently has 10 million streams on Spotify and 46 million plus views on YouTube. I remember the first time I heard this song as I was scrolling on Instagram, and there appeared a video of Khosa Titch with his signature colorful hair dancing to Big Flexa. His looks and dance moves were striking features that set him apart from the crowded piano scene. In the Big Flexa video, his dance moves were defined by his arms facing down in a 90-degree angle with clenched fists, which he gradually raised to the rhythm of the beat and released them in the air, a motion which created the sense of one flexing what they had gained from stardom. This song made you feel like a boss and that you were the shit. Flexing in Khosa's world was not something for society to frown upon, rather to celebrate. It was a representation of all that one had come to accomplish. The energy that this song exuded far outpaced the small stature that Khosa's physical appearance represented. Celebration, flexing, and enjoyment were the three big ideas that this song advocated. If you attended an African party in the past year and the DJ did not play Big Flexa, then they ought to reevaluate their piano ear. Khosa was well respected amongst his counterparts across the continent, working with major artists from Nigeria, Tanzania, and more. The artists spanned from Akon, Tenny, Diamond Platnumz, YC, Phils, Meyer Kum, Mboso, and more. Some of my favorite features include Shetani with Tanzanian artist Mboso, a tune entrenched with melodies that can cure sadness. This track is about letting loose and allowing ourselves to partake in the activities that bring us joy, with parting being the leading activity expressed in this song. Another track that I loved listening to is Khosa's Superstar song featuring Tanzanian artists Diamond Platnumz and Magang. We saw Titch really take hold of the level he had reached in the industry, and he goes ahead to declare himself as much of a star as the likes of Michael Jackson, Drake, Justin Bieber, and so on. This braggadocious nature of Costa's lyrics is what I personally believe was a part of the appeal that drew so many of us to him. He had no qualms about placing himself in a certain category with the greats. Now, he may not have reached the level of fame as that of those superstars listed above, but he certainly brought the same superstar energy to his music. In South Africa, Costa collaborated with some of the biggest names in their music industry. Some of those collaborations were with the late rappers AKA and Ricky Rick, who both passed away before him. The last project that we received from Costa was his recent Big Flexa remix with a global icon, Akon. Upon the announcement of this project, Costa and Akon had signed a global partnership deal between their two labels. Costa's work was not done. He had plans to reach even greater heights, but fate did not allow him that chance. Even with that being said, we cannot underestimate the impact that he has left on the African music industry. His footprint in the piano scene will live on for years to come. His exuberant energy will be the motivating sound that will move us forward in times of hardship. I will remember Costa Titch for his vibrant spirit that energized crowds across the continent and diaspora. His music taught us to be our own champions, live a life worthy of boastfulness, and never take a single moment for granted. Rest in peace to a son of Musanzi, a son of Mama Africa, and a curator of some of our favorite piano tunes. May Costa Titch rest in power, and his legacy live on for generations to come. Well, thank you all so much for listening to Afrobonta Beats. And I was your host, Bob Nishimwe. Please go to afrobonta.com where you can read this article for yourself. And check out all the other articles that I have on there as well. And again, thank you for your support.